Hello, I'm Noah Davidson, a servant and apostle of Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I am making this audio in the office in my home in Plano, Texas, on this Thursday night. Thank God. I want to talk about my ministry for many years, really, looking back many years, and bringing it up when I brought Terry by into my life and brought him to Plano, Texas with me. And we started Water of Life Ministries in Plano at the direction of God. Now, Terry was a novice. He was junior to me. He was not my equal. He didn't know how to walk with God, but I did. I'd been trained for 10 years in Argyle, Carrollton, and McKinney. And then I brought Terry with me. I brought my wife, Patty, and I brought Terry's wife, Kathy Mai, who was my daughter. Now, Patty and Terry and Kathy, they were babies. They didn't know anything about God. They didn't know anything about running a church, operating a church, establishing a church, nor did I. But I had to trust God by the hour, daily, all the time. I was a practicing veterinarian at that time, and I continued to practice for 2 years, actually 3 years after I came here and started this ministry at the direction of God. So the stories or testimonies are all on my website about how I ministered to Terry Mai, and then he became a worshiper of God, no question. And my daughter, Kathy, who Kathy is not her dad. She's not even like her dad. She has some things about her heart like her dad, but she is not her dad, not even close. She doesn't have the experience I have. She doesn't have the training that I have from God. So all of you that have exalted Kathy, you're wrong. You need to repent. She is my daughter, and that's where it goes. All right? Let's get some understanding tonight. What do you say? Let's get some real understanding. Kathy, let's you and I get some understanding in front of everybody. You're not dad. You don't walk where dad does. You don't have the experience that dad has. You don't have the faith that dad has. You don't have the love that dad has. And furthermore, you don't have the commission that God gave your dad. So let's you and I have that understanding before the whole world. All right? Amen. And let's say this. I'm grateful that you're with me. But if you were not with me, I would still walk on with this ministry. Now, you need to humble yourself, girl. You need to humble yourself. And I don't want to see any Facebook writings. I don't want to hear any grumbling. I don't want to hear any rebellious remarks from anybody. Humble yourself. You are Doyle's daughter, Terry Mai's wife, and the mother of three girls. Terry Mai's dead. So, I brought Terry here with me, Kathy. And when Terry died, he was not a man that could follow God. He could not start a church. He could not run a church. He could not walk where I walked. He didn't have the authority I had. He wasn't anointed to do what I did, but he was anointed to walk with me and be a fellow servant and a partner and an apostle with Noah. Being an apostle But Doyle, he wasn't the chief apostle. He even saw that himself once, and God showed him about that he wasn't the chief. I was the chief speaker, and he spoke other things, and he taught this. Amen. But somewhere along the line, Terry got deceived. He got deceived because he wasn't listening to God, and he wasn't listening to Doyle. Amen. And I praise God for it. And God took him out. Took him to heaven. Didn't send him to hell. Took him to heaven. Didn't send him to hell at all. But took him to heaven. And the devil killed him. Amen. So, during that tenure of Terry and Kathy Mai, which ran from 1980 until 2009, but in 2000, pardon me, in the 1992, God commissioned me, gave me a commandment to deliver Terry Brown. Deliver Terry Brown. Now understand that. And from that day on, in the September of 1992, I had a commission to deliver Terry Brown, minister to her, speak the words of God to her, whatever God told me to tell her, I should tell her. And it didn't matter who thought it was right or wrong. That was my commission. And I did that very thing. But I want to tell you, in 1998, she asked me a question, I think I told her something. And it was error. It was not God. And it caused her to go off and make some mistakes in the spirit. And I asked her to forgive me and asked God to forgive me. Amen. See, I don't apologize, folks, for what I do to any of you. I don't owe any of you any kind of explanation. You people are those that God sent me to. And he didn't send me to you to instruct me in anything. Got that? Now let's get plain. We're having a good Thursday night talk. Amen. Brother Doyle has seen his error with Terry and has confessed it to her and to God. Outside of that, Brother Doyle hadn't made any mistake. No. The mistake I made with her concerned her work, not her relationship with me, one-on-one, but her work. Amen. So, over the years, I've spoken to her, prayed for her, directed her, and watched her bring her family, 3 boys, 1 daughter, and a daughter-in-law, in the worship and praise, in the songs. It's been great. And I praise God for it. Thank God for Terry's commitment to God. She gave herself wholly to... No, she didn't. She gave her heart all she was able to bring her children into where they're at today. Amen. So, now... And I'm still ministering to Terry, and that's it. And God is my shield and buckler, and my deliverer, and my director, and he causes me to repent, and none of you do. Not one of you persuade me of 1 nickel's worth of anything. Okay? Now, I've had many instructors. I've watched arrogance from a bunch of you, and frankly, I hate it. I hate your pride and your arrogance. And Kathy Mai, I'm telling you and brother, the whole world, I've watched your little prideful, arrogance manifest saying, I am Doyle's daughter. That doesn't mean one thing. All right? Now let's get things straight. We're going to straighten things out tonight. Candace, you mouthed off when you shouldn't have. Time that you humble yourself and accept it. All right? Amen. Thank God. Amen. K. Casey, just remember, Terry Mai may have chosen you, but Terry Mai, to walk with God, Terry Mai is in heaven, and Donald is here picking up what Terry Mai couldn't do. All right? Let's just get it straight, folks. Let's be like Doyle is, simple country boy, but he does not follow country boy ways. He achieved a lot in the flesh and then had to repent. Right? We got it? Then Kathy D. I met her in 1984 at Water of Life Church. When I met her, I thought, this woman has a bit of class. And I talked to her, and that's about as far as it went. Then she brought this guy that she's married to, or she, this guy she's married to called me, and or she told me that he wanted me to come where he worked and talk. No, he wanted to come talk to me in church. He came, he talked to me. He's one arrogant person. Ignorant, arrogant, and wicked. And Kathy D was living with him. Her name was Kathy Small. Amen. Amen. But over the years, I've watched all of you grow or not grow, and most didn't. Most was too self-righteous. You thought you were cool. You thought you knew more than I did. And even some of you said so, that you were smarter than me. Not one day were any of you ever as smart as I am. Most of you couldn't even, well, I never saw one of you that could match me in the flesh. Not one. Not with my success, not with my wisdom, and not with the way that I conducted myself in a community. Now, I'm a bit disturbed at your wickedness. You bet I am. But I'm not a fool. I've walked away from more than many of you will ever make at the will of God. Amen. So, in 2008, Kathy D walked by my office frequently, almost nightly. And I saw her, a beat down woman in distress, great problems. And I knew this in the spirit. Amen. Good in the spirit. And I, at the direction of God, started talking to her. And I brought her to my house and gave her my name. And I led her by the Spirit of God out of a pit of destruction. A pit of destruction. And, you know, I could lay this pit of destruction in numbers out. But natural pit of destruction. That's as far as I'm going to go. Now, Kathy has a radio program in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Saturday and Sunday, Cleveland, Ohio, Saturday and Sunday, and in Canada. But I want all of you to know, I am the anointed leader of Water of Life Ministries, and none of you are. None of you have anything to say to me. Not one word. Not one word. And I'll just keep on walking and ministering my love and my faith and the power of God to every one of you. And that's all I've got to say tonight. God bless you. This is Doyle Davidson from his home in Plano. Good night.